Because the last session, I remember PG reported also a similar related incident. She went back for New Year, I think, while in Penang. Then she didn't do her religious routine. Then after a while, she like realized the mind is no longer like the time when she was in PG doing all this with the faith and all this thing. Then she tried to develop understanding of it. So I told her, don't worry, because initially it's like that. When it's not stable yet, you will go through that phase. Then later on, you determine, you cultivate again, stabilize everything. Then it's like learning how to play badminton. Until you are very skillful, until you are very, very stable, then even if you stop playing badminton for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, or 20 years, the moment you hold that racket, it's like very easy to have the stroke. The only difference is stamina not there because you didn't train, but the stroke is there. And you have to train until that stability, means the Dhamma understanding, the wisdom. So that like Alicia's case, whatever happened, even so tired or what, because didn't do for 2 weeks or so, but how come she can settle down and don't have such problem? It's because quite stable already, as far as the understanding of that meditation is concerned. That's why she can go into that state of stillness, tranquility, silence, be with the true mind very easily. So that is the stability that you must develop. So for PJ, she can also develop it if she stabilize all this and continue to persevere and cultivate. Or maybe at the moment it's only a few months for her, still very short. Alicia said this last few years is very beneficial to her, because ever since she had this ability to develop this understanding of this awareness-based meditation, she realized she hardly hit us anymore. Most of the time, she is with the awareness. And she is very sensitive, and she can be aware of her mind state and whatever activity that is going on in life. Despite the routine, the amount of activity that she has to go through, and how tired she is, all this does not affect her anymore. And that is the stability, at least, you must realize. So for PG, and all the other Kayamitas who are doing the cultivation, you make sure you stabilize all this, develop the clear understanding until very stable. Then no matter how tired or what, you will know what to do. And you will not like fall back to the old way.